Hello and welcome to the first ever Culture Perth and Kinross podcast. My name is David and I'll be sitting down with Dr. Nikki Small over the next 8 episodes to chat about Jacobites. This podcast will complement the exhibition Jacobite Clans that is on at Perth Museum and Art Gallery from the 29th of June until the 19th of October 2019. In the first episode, we'll be chatting about the Jacobites, who the Jacobites were, and why on earth are we doing a Jacobite exhibition in Perth. So Nikki, straight off the bat, who were the Jacobites?
Well, the word Jacobite comes from the word Jacobus, which means James in Latin. And this is used to describe the supporters of James the VII of Scotland, James the II of England. At the Glorious Revolution in 1688, James fled the country amid all sorts of fears about him having a Catholic revival. He was a Catholic and the country was Protestant and people didn't want him to be king. So his two daughters were Protestant and the government asked his daughter Mary with her Protestant husband William of Orange to come over to England and take the throne. And James and his wife Mary left with their infant son James Francis Edward. So they left the scene at that point and went into exile in France. But people, of course, believed that he was the rightful king, and some people accepted William and Mary, and some people couldn't accept that James had gone, and they were his supporters, and those people became known as the Jacobites.
Okay, so when I think of the Jacobites, I always think of Bonnie Prince Charlie. That's the kind of the person I think of when Jacobites springs to mind. And I think one of the key things about this exhibition is that we're incredibly lucky to have a portrait of Bonnie Prince Charlie by William Mossman on loan from the National Galleries of Scotland in Edinburgh. And this is actually the first time that this portrait has left Edinburgh on loan. So we're very sort of delighted.
We're pretty excited about that.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic. So with Bonnie Prince Charlie and such an iconic figurehead and such an iconic work in mind, what is it that makes him basically the poster boy, like, for Jacobites?
Well, I think lots of portrayals. Jacobite history is very romantic. Some of it's been appropriated over time, and it's become something that, you know, and of course we've got Outlander now, which has brought it all to the fore, and people have this vision of the Jacobites, which it sits at odds, really, with sometimes how they were and the choices people made. It's a very complex history, and you really have to look at who Jacobites were, and we're hoping that we're going to do that in this exhibition, really look at who people, who Jacobites were, which families they came from, how they developed over time, and how people made that choice to be a Jacobite. It's very complex. But Bonnie Prince Charlie is the grandson of James, who I've just described, who lived in 1688, and he's brought up in exile as a king-in-waiting. He is going to come back and take the throne, and he doesn't do that until 1745. So there's decades of this family, the Stuart family, these Stuart kings waiting to come back. So Bonnie Prince Charlie, of course, is a great character because he has all the attributes. He's dashing, he's handsome, he actually commands men well, and when he lands in Scotland, he does all sorts of daring things and comes out of exile, promising that he's bringing French allies with him, all sorts of things. And he really rouses the clans and all the big Scottish noble families. And they do make an amazing impression in their great campaign in 1745 into 46. And of course then the tragedy of Culloden at the end, a retreat back into Scotland after getting all the way south, and then the tragedy at Culloden, which signalled the end of a huge era, if you like, of Jacobite.
Absolutely.
And it's not the end, really, but it's a big pivotal point. So Charlie is at the end of that story. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at the whole period all the way through, but Charlie, this portrait coming, Charles Edward Stuart, this is really important, and the way that portrait looks and how he's depicted in all sorts of ways and how that happens. And this romantic idea we also have of them, we're going to explore that as well, which is really important.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing when, like I said, you think of Jacobites, you think of Bonnie Prince Charlie, it's very romanticised, he's very much the saviour. And I think it has, you know, it's been done to death, there's a lot of stuff that exists about Jacobites. But I think, what do you think makes our exhibition, like, different? Because normally you think Jacobites, you think Highlands, you think Culloden, you don't really think Perthshire. So how does that connect with local stories?
Well, I think what's really important in our exhibition is that we were hanging this on Killiecrankie, which is a Perthshire battle. Now Killiecrankie is one of the first battles, 1689. This happens just after James leaves. The Scottish Parliament, as it was then, the Scottish Convention, agrees that William and Mary will be the new monarchs, and Bonnie Dundee, James Graham of Claverhouse, doesn't agree with this, and he raises a small army, and that's a very famous battle. Lots of people know about Killiecrankie. There's a pass there, you can visit the visitor centre there still, you can walk up the pass, you can go to the Soldiers of Killiecrankie event that happens every year up there, and you can see all sorts of reenactors and people that are kind of celebrating that Jacobite event in Perthshire, and that's a real visitor attraction. But that's only one event in Perthshire, there's quite a lot of other ones. Perthshire's really a pivotal point. So we're looking at Killiecrankie, but we're also looking at the families that joined. I work basically mainly in the library and archives, and we get a lot of people coming here tracing their Jacobite ancestry. Everyone feels they will have a Jacobite past.
So do we have a lot of stuff in the archive and the library that is Jacobite related?
We do. We've got lots of material in the archive. There's lots of letters. There's all sorts of localised reports on Jacobites. And there's a lot of good books written about them as well. Good lists of Jacobite names, lists and databases of Jacobite soldiers and people who joined the Jacobites. People who were accused by their neighbours of being Jacobites, which was another thing. If you didn't, you know, you might not get on very well with your neighbours, and they'd point you out and say, he's a Jacobite, and you'd maybe be arrested. So those kinds of things survive in local archives, and we've got lots of good material. Mm-hmm. So that's great. And this is about localised families, noble names, local names, people who became Jacobite and what happened to them. So we've looked at Jacobite clans, local clans, Mingus, Clan Donaghy, Blair Athol, the Murrays of Athol, the Murrays of Dollery, the Threeplins of Fingask. And we're looking at these local families. What were their personal stories? Because mm-hmm. we always look at the big overview, Killiecrankie in the battle, Hugh MacKay, Bonnie Dundee. Yeah. Everyone looks at these things, but we wanted to get down to the nitty-gritty. What's happening locally? How does it affect people? What mm-hmm. do they do? Are families divided when someone decides to come out in favour of the Jacobites? Mm-hmm. Do people lose their homes? What would happen if the Jacobites had won? You know, these kind of are the stories that are really important and how they really affect people. At a local level. What happened in the town? What happened in the town of Perth when the Jacobites came? We want to look at that story.
Yeah, and I think that's something that I think this exhibition kind of really delivers on, is the fact that we've worked with so many partners to bring the story of Perthshire Jacobites alive. Because, and again, going back to that romanticised idea, you do think Jacobites, you think Culloden, and that's it. You don't really kind of think, you know, any further. And you're saying about Killiecrankie and how long ago that started. I mean, it's the 330th anniversary.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, so I think it's fascinating.
And people are still celebrating it, but they're still marking that. You know, they're still, as
absolutely.
I say, we've worked with the Soldiers of Killiecrankie event, and lots of people in Pitlochry who have actually marked that event for many years and worked up to a slightly bigger event in later years, and some things are happening. Reenactors come, we have all kinds of people who live out Jacobite history regularly. You know, they really enjoy their history and they like to reenact it, so we're working with those people as well to sort of look at how people lived and how that happened and what kind of stories they have to tell. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at letters, we're looking at testimonies, we're looking at old books and recordings, all the kind of things that is recorded about Jacobite history, whether it's in the old archives and the old papers, old letters, series of letters, mm-hmm. drawing that together. And families have great stories, so we've got the Oliphants and Nairns, the Oliphants of Gask, ruined by the Jacobite. They had to live in exile for years, they lost their lands. The Nairns also ruined, their house was demolished eventually, they lost a great deal. And Threepland, whose castle still stands, you can visit it, you can see Jacobite pictures on the wall inside the house. And you can go back to Weem, Clan Mingus, go to the castle there, great Jacobite history there. Of course, Blair Athol, loads of Jacobites. So the whole thing's meant to really waken up people's idea to where were Jacobite events happening, and smaller things were happening, not just the big battles and the big scenes, not just the Culloden's. We've got a lot here, and we have got battles. We've got Sheriff Muir, the burning of Strathairn, we've got Killiecrankie, but there's lots of other smaller things happening too that really matter to ordinary people.
Yeah, and I think important. that's come across in the exhibition as well. You know, there's a lot, we've worked with a lot of partners for this exhibition, and they've given us a lot of loans as well, and I think that's kind of really important for us as Culture Perth and Kinross to highlight you know, we've worked with some amazing partners to bring some stuff that's never been on display before.
I think that's what's really exciting, actually. We've worked with people that, as you say, that have got Jacobite artifacts and material, and we've brought that in. And as you say, it's not often seen. We've got some private collectors too, so we know that their material is very rarely seen, and that's really exciting as well, that people will get to see these things, maybe some of them for the first time, which is really, really nice. We've got some lovely Jacobite glass on display as well, mm-hmm. and I'm going to talk about that, I think, in another one of our episodes.
Yeah, definitely. I'm really looking forward to that one.
Yeah, and we've got a really lovely story which I'm looking forward to as well, which is the Culloden Letters. This is a series of 19 letters written around a son in a local family joining the Jacobite expedition, Bonnie Prince Charlie, and being lost at Culloden. So 19 letters, that's all that there survives now, yeah. to trace his journey. And I want to talk about them in more detail,
yeah.
as well, because that's a really lovely thing, and very, very rare, and not very very commonly seen as well.
Yeah, and I think one thing we can definitely agree on is this exhibition has lots of layers to it. There's loads of stuff going on. There's a fantastic sort of calendar of events coming up as well.
Yeah,
there's,
we're looking forward to that too.
Yeah, and then I think at the AK Bell Library in Perth, we've also got the Jacobite family tree.
Well, that, again, that's what we do here in the local and family history department, alongside the archives. We're on the first floor of the library, so what we're going to have there to complement the exhibition, which is in the museum, is a huge graphic which will show the family trees of the Athol family and the Nairn family. They're going to be kind of at the top, and that's going to encompass all kinds of family names all the way down. Margaret Lady Nairn, who kind of sits at the top of the family tree, had a big family, and she married her daughters and her sons into other noble mm-hmm. Jacobite families in that period.
As you do.
Imagine if the Jacobites had succeeded, you know, if the kings had come back, these people's fortunes would have turned on their heads.
Absolutely.
It's a huge gamble to take. But her daughters and her family are all married into other big local Perthshire names. Now, some of that's to do with empire building. You know, if you keep people in the family, you keep the lands, you're kind of consolidating what you have. But another part of that is making those Jacobite connections really strong. And she does that throughout her lifetime. And then those children also intermarry with other parts of the family. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to show that, because it's almost like a map rather than a tree.
Yeah.
But it just shows how the families connect. Mm-hmm. And that's something, as historians, we do that. We kind of want to see where those connections lie. It's not until you map things like that out and really look at them, mm-hmm. and think, whoa, that's another family entirely that are
Absolutely.
Connected with this one, and that's something over there. And then other things that become clearer from the reading, you can see, well, that's her sister-in-law, of course, that's
yeah.
her cousin, of course they're going to know each other.
Yeah.
And those connections become clear, and that impact as well. Then how does that affect the whole family when
sure.
things go wrong,
yeah.
and when things are really bad? And how would that have changed their fortunes had things actually worked out? So the tree is here to kind of help explore that, but the local and family history team and the archives team
yeah.
are here too, so we're hoping that we'll get people who are interested in their Jacobite ancestry.
Yeah, and I think that's something we'll definitely kind of come back to in a future episode as well,
yeah.
in more detail.
Yeah,
so for
definitely.
Anyone who's listening and sounds quite excited about that, just
yeah.
you know, keep listening to the podcast.
Absolutely.
I think that's a great kind of rundown about kind of what's coming up.
Well, I'm really excited about it. I've
yeah.
been immersed in Jacobites for a lot of my own personal research, so this exhibition has been fab for me. I'm going to look at some of the other things, the Culloden letters, the glassware, the secret Jacobite symbols,
mm-hmm.
things that happened in Perthshire, the burning of Strathair. I'm going to come back to all of those in
Fantastic.
Later episodes. Yeah. You ready for that?
Yeah, no, I can't wait. I honestly can't wait. That's quite exciting. Okay, Nikki, thank you so much for your time. Really, really appreciate
That's
it.
Great.
We will be back in 2 weeks' time with the next episode, and then every other week after that. Thank you, and bye-bye.